Now, next up on the programme, we're going to hear the remarkable story of Kerrywoman Mary Auntie Minnie O'Sullivan, who was secretary at the Mansion House in Dublin for 40 years. With me on the line is Clodagh Finn, who's columnist with the Irish Examiner. She has the story she's been writing about her. Clodagh, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
A pleasure to talk about your namesake.
Indeed, indeed. Tell me who Mary O'Sullivan was.
Well, I first heard of Mary O'Sullivan when I was involved in a project to honour the women of Dublin. And in fact, her successor, who was working as the secretary to the Lord Mayor, wrote about her. And one of the things that really caught my attention was this woman was at the nerve centre of activity in the Mansion House during the War of Independence and the Civil War. And I was tickled pink to hear the story that at one stage, the Lord Mayor of Cork, Donal O'Callaghan, called to the Mansion House. And she was in charge of kind of vetting people who came in there and checking credentials. And she just didn't like the look of the Lord Mayor of Cork and she sent him away. Now, no offence to the Lord Mayor of Cork, but it just gives you an insight into this woman standing sentinel at the door of the Mansion House. In any case, the Lord Mayor of Dublin happened to look out the window and see his counterpart in Cork being sent down the gravel path. And he told Mary, God, get him back. And we know about that because she talks about it in her witness statement in the Bureau of Military History. And she says, I had to apologise humbly. Happily he didn't take offence. He laughed and said he realised my difficulty. So I just was interested in the fact that there was this woman there fielding all these hoax phone calls, threatening letters. She was dealing with the black and tans. But not only was she doing that, she did it for 40 years.
40 years. She had a ringside seat for history, so really.
She really did. And what was interesting, it often happens, Jerry, is when you start to uncover the stories of these women. Who was working in the Mansion House.
Sorry, Clodagh, we just lost you there for a second. You were saying when you start uncovering the stories of these women.
Yeah, often it's you just get little kind of tantalising pieces and not very much more.
Yeah.
And historian Mary Muldowney did a talk based on her witness statement. And her successor, Fáinse Gibson, was fascinated and wrote about her. But we still didn't, for this book, we were working on her Keys to the City. But we had no picture of Mary O'Sullivan. And we didn't know where she was from or where she was born. And I put out a call on Twitter. I love Twitter. Twitter can do terrible things, but it can do amazing things.
Indeed.
A year later, this man in England, her great nephew, answered the call and he said, she's my great aunt, Gerald Hickey. He lives in England. And he said, I have Kerry cousins now who might have a photograph. I said, great. The next thing I hear from the Kerry cousins, would you believe, they are good, very good friends of mine. We went to school together, Deirdre and Patricia McElligott. I said, I don't believe it. But and they told me Mary O'Sullivan is their great aunt, Minnie. And with another cousin, Irene Brosnan, they looked in the family album and we got three photographs of Auntie Minnie. And that in itself tells another story about this woman who saw the major events in Irish history from the lockout of 1913 to the British Prime Minister's visit in 1914 and a suffragette threw a hatchet at the car carrying his daughter. She saw the threatening letters. The mayor, her boss, was sent skull and crossbone letters when he went to the funeral of his fellow mayor, Tomás McCurtain, in Cork. But now we have the personal story of Mary O'Sullivan as well. And we find out that she was born in Killorglin around the 1880s. She went to the Mansion House in 1901. And she stayed there for 40 years, serving 13 mayors. in that time, it's interesting too to see that's the professional woman. I suppose the private woman, she gave her sister a job, Hannah, because Hannah was living in Killorglin, and she moved to Dublin and she worked as her sister's housekeeper for those years. And another very poignant story today is that Auntie Minnie also helped her niece. Her niece is Nora O'Sullivan, and she's the mother of my very good friends Deirdre and Patricia, and she helped her to study and go on and get a certificate in shorthand, I think. And people in Tralee will remember Nora. Nora married Kevin McGilligott, and they used to run the St. Brendan's stores in St. Brendan's Park.
Oh yes.
And what's poignant today, Jerry, that is now O'Connell's Pharmacy, is that it's Nora's 41st anniversary. She's dead 41 years today, and it's lovely to be able to talk about her aunt on this day.
Absolutely amazing. And look, that's that situation where she's in the mansion, to see all that change, to run things, to run from things when it was a British administration, obviously elected representatives, and then the whole transition and the changeover. And the Mansion House was at the centre of so many different things. Dáil Éireann met there, all these different dramatic events happened during her period.
It would, and I'd say it was very scary at times, because there were raids of the Black and Tans, and she was in charge of special correspondence, and the special correspondence would be letters to the ministers and the members of the early Dáil, and she passed it to trusted messengers. And there's a very interesting piece. I'd say she had the composure of a spy, because somebody came and said, oh, I'm here for the letters, and she said, I don't know who you are and I don't know what you're talking about, there are no letters here.
Yeah.
And that messenger then had to get a trusted messenger to come to the door and say, look, we're bona fide. And Mary O'Sullivan said, okay. And she actually hid those very letters behind a press just before the Black and Tans raided the Mansion House. And they searched the room, but they didn't find her letters. And she talks as well about meetings were held late at night. And she talks, I found it very interesting. One time Michael Collins was having tea with the Lord Mayor when the Black and Tans came, and he would have been arrested at the time. It was in the early 20s. And he just picked up a brush and started brushing the floor with the attendants in the round room and made his escape that way.
You're not. He so pretended to be a low-level menial worker, a cleaner.
And she tells this story, and you know, I would say she saw so many things.
Yeah.
She was very interested. She was, you can see she's kind of politically aware as well, and she's very great time for the mayor at the time, Lawrence O'Neill, and he would have been very involved in helping the families of the hunger strikers in Mountjoy prison at the time. And she said she was really worried about him, because she said, you know, he was a businessman, but he was so committed to public service that he lost his business. And she talks about him running around from Mountjoy to Dublin Castle, and in the end he worked so hard that he had a bad nervous breakdown, she writes.
Yeah.
And so you can see the tensions, I'd say. And then this is very striking, you know, she talks about how brave he was when he got these threatening letters, when he said he was going to attend the funeral of the assassinated Lord Mayor in Cork, Tomás McCurtain. And just to, I mentioned this, but just, she says, some of them had coffins and skull and crossbones drawn on them. I opened several of them myself. The first I opened gave me a great shock, and I took it down to the City Hall where the Lord Mayor was attending meetings, as I was afraid he would be shot before he reached home. So can you imagine this woman from Killarney, or from Killorglin, opening this letter and going down to City Hall and saying, be careful, you might be shot. You know, it must have been really scary for her as well to actually make that journey.
Yeah, it certainly must. Well, listen, look, Clodagh, we're out of time, unfortunately. It's a remarkable story. Tell me the book again.
Well, the book is Her Keys to the City, and the book honours the women who made Dublin.
Yes.
And I suppose we've brought on the story a little bit since the publication of that book, because now we have a little bit of an insight into the personal life of Auntie Minnie, thanks to my lovely pals, the McGilliguts in Tralee.
That is brilliant. Clodagh, well done. It's a great story, and great to hear her story and the dramatic times she lived in. And thanks very much for telling it so well this morning.
A pleasure. Thanks very much, Jerry.